This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Inspiring women, bold vision, and powerful insights to help you use speaking to build a thriving business. This is Speaker Success Podcast, brought to you by Women Speakers Association. Now, for today's show.
So welcome to another episode of Speaker Success Podcast. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, and joining me today, I'm honoured to be interviewing Gail Watson. And Gail is the president and founder of Women Speakers Association, the go-to place for innovative leaders, change agents, and women with a message. Now, WSA is the number one visibility platform for women to get seen, to get booked and paid, and to be part of a global network reaching women across 120 countries. Now, whatever your stage, whether it be in the classroom, the boardroom, or maybe even the floor of the UN, WSA is dedicated to empowering women to authentically express themselves, build a thriving, prosperous business, and transform the lives of their clients, companies, and communities, and of course, the world. Now, on today's show, Gail's going to share the new ways to be seen in 2021, how to spotlight your business, book, or service around the world, and how to connect with women globally. Welcome, Gail.
Thank you. Exciting to be back on the show. You're doing such a great job.
Oh, thank you so very much. Well, where we find ourselves today is very different to what was happening around the world when you originally came onto the podcast. But I know you're going to be sharing some incredible, innovative ways that enable women to get their message out on a global scale in a new way in 2021 and beyond. But I love the way that WSA is really getting behind them and being that number one visibility platform.
That's a big deal right now. As an entrepreneur or a small business owner, you know, one of the big challenges that face us today is how do we get our product or our service in front of others? I mean, it's actually affecting those big brands as well. And that has led us to, you know, trying to find a resolution to that to really help women, because the one thing we vow is that no woman's business shall go down. We want to really help and encourage our businesses to keep going. So as a result of that, because WSA has been online since 2011, I mean, we are in our 10th year anniversary. And what happened in 2020, in January 2020, is we launched an initiative that had been in the plans for the last 5 years, and that was to have micro communities. And these communities are led by what's called a global business connector. So it's really taking our big pool of members in, you know, the thousands of women from around the world in 120 countries and really giving them a local community guided by this global business connector. When the pandemic hit, when live events were taken away from us, our shift was very natural. It wasn't really even a shift for us. It's what we've been doing, right? Yeah. As a result, we've been able to really create a model that helps the women in Women Speakers Association.
One of the things that I think it's such a good reminder for all of us in what I would call micro businesses. So if we compare that to large organizations who, as you so rightly said, are also struggling with this, we've got an advantage. And number one, we've probably been online or at least had some awareness and been dabbling, if you will. And also secondly, we are able to adapt and adopt many of the principles that you are going to be sharing and be able to shift very quickly. And I've seen that done very well. I know many of the members in WSA have been doing that well as well. But thirdly, we have got our audience now looking online. So, you know, those are just three benefits I'm sure that all of the members of WSA are able to tap into. Have you found that as well?
Oh, absolutely. I've always said to people when you're building, you know, one thing that's going on right now is every person I talk to is, you know, using the word pivot and they're created an online course. And I say, well, that's great. How are you going to get it out there? What's next with it? I'm glad you've created something for the online world, but how are you going to get it out there? Because when we network, so when we have a face-to-face networking experience and when we have an online networking experience, what's different is how people buy. So there is clearly a difference between someone who's comfortable and used to being in that online world. They will purchase in that world, but it's a real tough, it's a tougher struggle for that person who is only served in the face-to-face world to know and understand how to shift. And what's been really great with the Global Business Connectors, because we've launched 20 communities just in 2020. Since launching, we've given members the ability to go, you know what, I want to step up into leadership in my community, because regardless whether you're online or whether you're live, the power is in front of the room versus being in the room. And creating your own platform, owning your own platform, makes all the difference in the world. It is the marketing piece that will get your business or product out. So it's that consistent. So this is exactly what we've presented to our members, is the opportunity to own your own platform, a Women's Speakers Association in your own city, giving you that front of the room, giving you that marketing funnel, giving you that second level of attractiveness to bring in new clients.
What I love about what you've mentioned there about building your own platform, building your own networks and being a leader of that platform, building know, like and trust with people that you're connecting with, even online, is something that no one can ever take away, even if there is something that happens around the world. Events can be closed down, but you can still connect with people. You may be using a different tool and technology. I think Zoom just increased its revenue overnight. Other platforms are coming to our screens and to our laptops, our devices, to be able to leverage as well. And I think that's really where people have recognize the value of taking time to build that solid platform, something that they own, and not have to rely on kind of those third parties and situations which could certainly change. Share some of the things. I love success stories, and I'm sure you have many, but what's a few that you've seen since these groups have started up? What kind of outcomes have you seen already?
Well, the one that I really enjoy the most is simply people's attitudes. They're not doom and gloom. They are go, they believe, they're growing. So we're seeing business opportunities flourish. And that's been really exciting. Another piece that which was predicted, is a Global Business Connector. When you have think about the title, Anne-Marie. Hi, I'm Anne-Marie Cross, Global Business Connector, right? Yes. It allows you to reach into a cold market, like a cold call, reaching out to somebody, say on LinkedIn or something, for a different reason. You come to them with a different purpose and that purpose is, how can I serve you? How can I help you expose your product or service, right? Because as this owner of this platform, I can do that. I am that business connector to resources globally and locally to get your product or service out. So as a result of that, what we are now seeing for our Global Business Connectors who have been around now for about 6 months or 7 months, people are now reaching out to them. And that's exactly the projection of this role. It's to elevate your leadership. It's to be seen above. It's to break through the noise. It's to be noticed. And that is the biggest success, right? And not only that, is we take our pool of global business connectors, we have them broken into masterminds, quarterly masterminds. So it's more than just, you know, being able to leverage the brand and bring in people to you. It's also about your own personal growth and development. One thing for sure, with what's going on in today's world, it can get us down pretty easy, right? We might not be seeing the numbers we're used to seeing. And just really carrying that additional load within our own families, the emotional load of what's going on. And so being surrounded by like-minded women that really have your back, that are really there just to simply go, hey, Emery, you know, what is it that you need? Yeah. And how can we best support you? That has been phenomenal. Our global business connectors, the big successes that they're keep going is we want more of those masterminds, because that's really giving them the fuel in their tanks to be able to go out into their communities and truly serve.
What I love about these masterminds too, and the fact that you've got them all over the world, you know, globally, in times of uncertainty comes innovation. And what I love about these masterminds where you get like-minded individuals around a virtual table is we're able to keep up to date, a finger on the pulse with ideas and things that people have tried. And there's nothing more powerful than getting an idea, a creative idea, and then expanding it, adapting it for your own business. Now, that would not be possible if it were relied on just only, you know, on traveling. So I'm kind of saying that I know so many people, the doom and gloom, we can't travel to connect. But in this instance, you're able to connect and keep up to date with the things that are working so that you can adopt and adapt immediately into your business.
Well, having run a global organization for the last 10 years, it is unlike any networking I have ever done in my entire life, because quite literally in a day, I can be speaking in, well, just yesterday, I was in Bahamas, I was in New York, California, and London, England, London, UK.
Yeah.
So it's never been easier to connect. It's and what's really beautiful about our global business connectors, the communities that they're building, they're putting on virtual events. And I mean, events that are structured, that have good flow. So people are coming away from those events going, wow, that was, you know, they're feeling a great use of their time. They're getting connected to other attendees that are attending those events. And more than that, they have opportunity, what's built into this event, to solve the big question of how do I get my product? How do I get my service? How do I get that new course I built for online? How do I get it out there? How does it get seen? What's built into all of these events are what we call business spotlights, speaker spotlights, and author spotlights. And these are clear-cut opportunities for you to take the microphone, either be it for 2 minutes or 4 minutes, to really be able to get seen and heard. And most importantly, to make a sale out there. Like, we want your business to keep going. We want you to be making money.
Yeah. What's also so important to just to allow people to be aware of, and it's something that you mentioned earlier around the WSA brand name. You have taken the time to really build this solid, you know, foundations, expertise, excellence in what you're delivering. And so when someone is part of that community and someone is a global biz connector and you are connecting with people across the world, there's something about that know, like, and trust that just passes on, doesn't it, to those individuals. And I think moving forward, because there's so many more people online, the fact that we're connected with organizations such as WSA is so important, because there's so much more noise that we have to be so clear on our message and all of that. But I think it's going to take people a lot longer if they're not connected to places such as WSA to build that know, like, and trust because of the amount of noise that is now online. Have you noticed that as well?
Absolutely. And one thing for sure is that how you have been doing things to market yourself is not the way. Something has to change up. You're not going to be able to do what you did.
Yes.
Because everything has changed. And how it's changed is actually, you know, there's positive in it for sure. Yeah. There's a lot more leverage points. Yes, you're right. In terms of breaking through the noise, one of the fastest and easiest ways to do it is to leverage a brand that's already done that. We have been online 10 years. We have mastered the art of breaking through the noise and building a know-like trust factor, as you say. Now, what if you can attach your business to that and have it be your, you know, have it break through for you? What would that do for your business? That's a new marketing strategy, right? So that's exactly what this program offers for our members, is really a plug and play marketing system to accelerate and amplify what they are already, what you know, what you're already doing.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of us are out there alone, you know, and we don't have the budgets and we don't have the time to hire individual social media marketing strategists, graphic people, you know, just, you know, all these different types of resources. But when you're part of a team, when you're leveraging a brand, when you're part of that brand, it makes life so much easier when all that's taken care of.
That's so true. I know as business owners, we may have our own IP, or that is actually, I know sometimes what people do struggle with, having that real unique IP, taking the time to build a foundation around that, that is recognized globally. So as you say, being able to tap into what has already been built, layering it on what you bring, that's often complementary. That's why women are listening to the Speaker Success podcast, because they want some aspect of visibility and to learn what's new, what can I start to do. So it will often be complementary, which is what I love as well, that you can leverage what you're doing alongside this as well. What are some of the, you know, when we think about some of the things that we need to think about in 2021 about, you know, we need to often look at the future. What's it going to be like? We know that travel, because some people, this is what I'm hearing, this is getting to the question I'm going to ask some people, well, I'm just going to wait and see what happens, because yes, travel will come back again and we will be able to connect again. But I think as business owners, we've got to realize that when it does happen, there's still going to be a major portion of businesses who now have tapped and remain tapped into the online space as well, hasn't it? Even though, you know, face-to-face will again resume one day.
Right. I think the first thing we have to do is simply acceptance.
Yeah.
Right? We have to accept that this is where we're at. Now let's move on. Let's move on and let's do it, because the reason why you started your business, and I speak to this to the entrepreneurs and small business owner, the reason why you started your business is because you had a passion for it. You wanted to make a difference. You wanted to have an impact in the lives of your clients or your community. You wanted to have this happen. It's why you started your business. Your business doesn't need to have to stop because the world changed on us. It changed and we're going to change too, but we want to make it really, really easy for you to be able to continue to create that change and to attach to it. So you don't have to, you know, so you don't even have to create it yourself, that you can just follow into it and just flow right in. It's really important though. Just to go back to it, is how we show. Sometimes the struggle is for people online is how they show up. It's making that shift. Like, I've talked to so many going, well, I just prefer to stay live. I'm going to wait for that. I'll wait and see. But here's the fact of the matter. When going online, whether it's networking or events, the world opens up to you. But there are some things where you can really shine through it. And simple things like, you know, showing up to your calls on, you know, before the start time, not as it's supposed to start, before the start time, be really aware of your backgrounds. You know, these are all branding opportunities as we use these online marketing forms.
Yeah.
And a great thing is you can have your cheat sheets, your pre-script sitting right in front of your screen, covering up your laptop screen if you wanted to, just so that you're really clear if you get an opportunity to give that 30 or 60 second type pitch. But the big thing is, don't stick your head in the ground right now. The world is not over. And get out there and commit, get connected into online networking events or attend other events. If you go to WSALive.com, you'll see that we have an events calendar that you will see in any given month, multiple events around the world that you can go attend. And as a member, they're free for you to attend. Yeah. Right. And then there's opportunity for you to even take it a step further and showcase your business, showcase that new book, showcase that new e-course that you put out. Right. Like, keep yourself moving. And the last thing I'll leave with is one thing that has been true in my own life in some darker days, you know, going back some time when I was, you know, I lost my parent, and it was just a really down time. And it really just sucks the life out of you. You know, you just want to lay down and forget about everything. It was community that saw me through. It was the kindness of others in a community who didn't want anything from me other than, how can I help you today? How can I support you? Plugging into a community has never, never been so important than it is today. We are in tough, challenging times mentally and physically, but more mentally. The mental voices that can go on during this time are crazy. We're hearing words like isolation, stay away. That's not a language we're used to, right? So being part of a community that you can be surrounded with to help, shine the light down that path just so that you can get out and keep going. One thing we work on with the Global Business Connectors, we just had a meeting this past week on it, is our role as leaders of these communities is to keep our women going. We may not be going at the same pace we are used to, but as long as we just take steps, even if they're itsy bitsy little steps, to keep going through. So we go through it together. And the last thing I want for you is not to be alone in this. We want to plug you in. So there's a lot of opportunity to plug into a community just to surround yourself with love and peace and guidance. Yeah.
And it's so important, as you say, surround yourself with community. Let them lift you up. Be the support for others in that community as well, for those who may be struggling, and that's important too. So you mentioned a link already. There's a link that is behind you, joinwsa.com as well. That's certainly got more information. But if people have been listening today, Gail, and this Global Business Connectors, which you have mentioned, if that's something is of interest to them, share a little bit more about how they can find out more, the way to connect with you, which is the best way. And maybe, if, you know, because sometimes as women, this is what we do. We go, oh, yeah, but, and then there's all these excuses and reasons why they may not be the type of person you would seek. So share a little bit more about that and, of course, how they can connect with you to find out a bit
more. Okay. If anybody goes to WSALive.com, what you'll find there is on the homepage, it'll be a recording. It's about a 20-minute video. It gives you a full overview on what is a Global Business Connector and how does it work for you. Okay. From there, if it's something that you want to explore more, all you simply do is there's an application form, fill it out. What that triggers is it'll trigger a phone call with me. We'll just sit down. We'll explore what you're doing, what the opportunity is, and just to really see if there's even a fit. Okay. That's number one. Number two, if you are somebody who, you know, the Global Business Connector program is not, you don't want to go that far, but you are definitely interested in showcasing your business or your products or your services, click on the link where it says live events. And check out the calendar, connect directly to that Global Business Connector, click on their name, it'll shoot them an email and ask them what events they have coming up or how you can participate more. And lastly, for those who just want to stay in touch with what's going on, I know we have our speaker success gift. Just simply download that. It's free. It's a guideline that will just help you kind of take an inventory of where you're at and explore what you need. And it'll also activate you to receive our weekly newsletter of the events that are going on so that you can stay in touch at your own, you know, pace.
Yeah, brilliant. And what we'll do as well, of course, Gail, is put all of the links that you have just mentioned during the show in the show notes as well. So if you've been trying to write those down madly, that's okay. We've got you covered. We will put all of those links that Gail mentioned in the show notes so that you can click through and get what you need. Gail, it's always lovely to connect. I know WSA is always doing incredible things, all with the view of really providing the right support, the right community, the right innovations, the right insights to support women in taking their message globally. As we said, whatever stage that they find themselves on, whether it be a live event, a webinar, right through to speaking to the UN. So it's such an honor to connect with you again today. What would be one last insight that you would want to share with women? Maybe it's just a recap of something that you've already mentioned. What would that be before we finish up the show today?
Just really important, don't go this alone. If something shifts in your business right now, understand that you can move forward faster and further by going together in a community. It's tough times out there right now, and we don't need to be so isolated. We can come together in a safe way and really keep moving. And that's all we really want to see for you, is to help you get what you do, your true gifted message, out into this world. And that's all we want to really help you do. So
thanks, Gail.
Thank you, Emery.
You've been listening to Speaker Success Podcast, brought to you by Women Speakers Association. If you're ready to share your message in a bigger way so you can build a thriving business, get your free speaker success plan at speakersuccessgift.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.